guys. It's Amanda and Baron back again with Kicking Cancer Cares. Our sponsor for this second half is Marianne McNally. She is a residential real estate specialist with Next Home Realty Connection. So if you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, or just not really sure where to start, definitely give her a call. Her number is 503-409-4389. And please continue to pray for her as she is going through her own battle. You said you'd have an update. I'm calling you out.
You are calling me out. And in my own defense, the meeting is today at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And I knew you'd call me out, so I made sure to schedule it. But what she did tell me is that she's doing well.
Okay.
And she'll have a lot more details for me here pretty soon.
Okay, perfect.
So I think the guys
we're doing a photo op.
We're doing a photo op here. Not that any of the listeners can see what we're doing, but we're doing
we'll post it.
I got built-in selfie sticks.
There we go. Oh. Everyone needs to let that statement sink in. Jason has built-in selfie sticks. That is such a great
I got a 7'3 wingspan, so I may as well use it.
Do you really?
I do.
Wow.
He's got built-in. That means that you are as...
I'm 3 inches longer in my arms than I am in my body.
You know? Wow.
No wonder the European League yeah. so badly.
My wife and I can only reach the second shelf of the cabinets in our house. We got nothing
Mike's
up
like,
on the third.
Give me a boost. I need a third shelf.
That's so funny because my wife's only 5 foot tall, so in my house, you know, I'm the giant. Everybody move away. I'll get this off the shelf.
As he pulls up a stool.
It's very true. You know, for my housewarming gifts, I got 2 step stools for my friends.
You're kidding.
That's what they got. Charles got me one. Jesse got me one. I'm like, wow, you
That's
guys.
Pretty funny. My girlfriend's 6 foot, and so we had her son's birthday party this last weekend, and people were trying to help, and all her stuff is up high, too. And so people are, like, climbing on the counters to get plates and stuff. It was pretty funny.
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail things.
No, I think the whole built-in selfie sticks would have got us derailed.
You know, that's what's fun about this is we're real. We're having a good time. We're just having conversation.
It really is.
It's fun.
Well, to be a little more serious conversation, the second one, but Jason and I talked about this is a conversation that we both feel like we need to have. You did a game a week or two ago for Liberty House.
Yes.
And people threw...
Stuffed animals. We broke our record from last year. We were almost at 300 stuffed animals thrown on the floor. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. I know Adrian has just raved about thanking you guys for that. Tonight's game is a whiteout.
Yep.
Just because you want to just have a lot of white? Is that the reason?
Yeah, so my birthday's on the 23rd, so I usually just pick a color and go with it. So last year it was the blackout game. This year's the whiteout game. I'm sure next year it'll be the blueout game, something.
Okay.
I don't know. Just
yeah.
Well, I'll be wearing my white Kicking Cancer shirt because Silas's mom has lung cancer.
Yep.
So we'll be representing the white. It has nothing to do with the cancer awareness.
Right.
It happened to line up that way. Mm-hmm. But you have a game coming up on May the 10th and then a second one on the 12th.
Yep.
You do lots of theme games. This is the only one you're doing 2 games with
right.
the same theme.
Yeah.
What's the theme for those?
Mental health awareness.
Why is that important to you to do twice?
Well, for me personally, I have had my struggles with mental health. I was diagnosed bipolar when I was 18 years old, and that came with a lot of adversity. So it was... It took a long time for me to figure out that I was able to talk about it, but then able to talk about it and make a difference. So I want to try to make sure that I can advocate for those that aren't comfortable talking about it for themselves, but also show people that, hey, we think about it on an exponential concept. Like, I only need to change one person's life because then that person will change someone else's life, and that person will change someone else's life, and it'll just, you know, grow like a wildfire. So I think if I can share my experiences and open up, then other people will feel brave enough to do the same.
Well, and that's was kind of always the objective for the last 2 years for Amanda and I, was to take this show and share stuff, information
right.
about cancer to change one life. And if we can change one, our phrase is that save yourself, mm-hmm. then each one teach one.
Yep.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like for you to just explain a little bit more what bipolar means for those that don't know what that means.
Yeah. So, you know, everyone's body, it's made up of chemicals and everything in your brain, and mine just aren't balanced like they should be. So bipolar is essentially extreme highs, which means a manic state, and extreme lows, which is a depressive state. And it's not really anything I have control over. And when I was first diagnosed, it was... what's the right cocktail of pills to take and meds, and what side effects am I going to be okay with? And, you know, I was fortunate enough that I I will say the first few years, it was really tough. And I lost out on a lot of opportunities just because I wasn't mentally able to do the things I needed to. And then I got to a point where I just had to make a promise to myself, because I unfortunately found all the wrong ways to cope. But in return, I found all the right ways to cope. And
how old were you when you were diagnosed?
18.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I, for me, meds just kind of made me a zombie. I didn't feel sad, but I didn't feel happy either.
And you said something earlier, Jason, and I think it relates to, you know, not just bipolar, but cancer and mm-hmm. all diagnoses. Is they basically said these are the meds that are going to keep you, quote unquote, balanced somewhere right. between the two. And then you had to decide what side effects were you willing to live with.
Right.
And I think that as a whole in society, we have gotten to a point where, okay, here you have this cancer diagnosis, and here's the treatment for the diagnosis, and here are the side effects. Can you live with the side effects?
Right.
And when we become so conditioned that, well, I have to take this drug mm-hmm. because that's what they tell me to do, and it's going to come with side effects. Can I live with the side effects? But it sounds like you got to the point where you didn't like the side effects.
Right.
And so you went a different direction?
And so now I don't take any meds. And I think the biggest thing, especially with mental health, you know, whether it's people with anxiety or depression or bipolar or schizophrenia or whatever, like once their mind is made up, there's no changing their mind, even if they know what the right answer is.
Right.
Whatever that initial thought was, that's the direction, you know, at least in my past, that's what it was. So I had to make the promise to myself that I would make the decision before the decision had to be made, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So I had to set myself up for success, and now my whole thing, I don't take any meds, but I can only cope in healthy and productive ways. So, and I've become so familiar with myself that I can physically feel if I'm going to hit a high or if I'm going to hit a low and what action I need to take. I have a group chat of, hey, here's my group I talk to when I'm manic, here's my group I talk to when I'm depressed, and then here's all my activities that I can do that are healthy and productive to help me get through those times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think mental health affects, we all know somebody.
Right.
If not ourselves, mm-hmm. or it affects more people than we realize, I think.
And oh, absolutely.
So it's awesome that you're bringing awareness to it, because it's something that definitely needs yeah. to have a light shined on it.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone at some point is going to have some type of depression mm-hmm. or anxiety. Like there's no escaping it. It's just part of being human.
Yeah.
And so I think the more people, you know, realize like, hey, I don't have to hold this in, the more comfortable people will be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I like the way you phrase that, because I think that mental health has a stigma. Mm. And if I say to somebody, I have a mental health issue.
Yeah.
For me personally, it would have been about 8 or 9 years ago, and I was going through some things in my own life, and I had gone to see a counselor, and he had asked a series of questions, and basically, he was telling me that I was ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anyone who knows me would probably say, yes, he was diagnosed
correctly.
But at that point in my life, all I could hear was, you are crazy,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to give you these drugs.
Right.
And I didn't want, I mean, I just did not want drugs. I also didn't want to have to go tell people that I'm batshit crazy.
Yeah. Right?
But that was the image in my head of what ADHD was. So I ran away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And in running away from it, I created a bigger problem.
Yeah.
And I like what Jason said, because I went through something. I don't share this often, but I've been encouraged to share this. But I'm at a point now where I do what Jason does. Like, you know that if you feel yourself going one direction, you're going towards the manic side, and you know what to do and who to talk to. And conversely, for me, not dealing with it put me into a bad spiral.
Oh, yeah.
And suicide became something that I contemplated.
Oh.
And that's part of mental health awareness.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that ever crossed your mind, Jason?
Yeah, so I actually, again, I'm a big, everything happens for a reason. And I went through a bunch of life, and in 2014, I was just kind of over it. And so I drove to my favorite childhood park and sent out a goodbye text, and I slit my wrists. And luckily, you know, people loved me more than I loved myself at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to track my phone and find me before I bled out. And, you know, I think now, like, look at all the things I've been able to do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if I wasn't here, all the lives I would not have been able to change.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm very fortunate that I'm still here, and now I went through this experience to be able to help other people not have to go through that experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, for me, I didn't. You went one step farther than I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked at the knives.
Yeah.
I just didn't pick them up.
Yeah.
But I was at the point where I was looking at the knives, contemplating the knives. Right.
Yeah.
Right before that whole experience happened for me, I had gone through a seminar, and again, everything happens for a reason. So I had taken this seminar, and they call it a gas tank analogy, and I brought this. If anyone wants a copy, they can mount take a picture of it. But if you can envision a gas tank, and there's five levels on your gas tank, and within this, there's an analogy. It's called SADS. The first S is serotonin, and then adrenaline, anxiety, depression, and suicide. And as I've talked about this with my own personal experience, each of those levels is something that when you lose that, you go to the next level and the next level, and then you get down farther and farther. And when your gas tank is so low that there's only a little tiny bit of gas left in it, mm-hmm. then there's nothing for your body.
Yeah.
What I learned was that first one, serotonin, we talked a little bit about with Ashley Morris when she was here.
Yeah.
Serotonin is a chemical that actually controls all the pleasure centers of your brain. It's what makes you happy. It's what makes you excited. All of the sexual pleasures of your brain are controlled by serotonin, mm-hmm. except serotonin is not produced in your brain.
Oh.
And I brought my book in, Think and Eat Yourself Smart.
Yep.
And the lady that wrote this book, she says, the digestive system itself is a rich source of neurotransmitters, which carry signals inside the brain and body. 95% of the serotonin is produced in our stomach.
Oh, okay. Is that why food makes me so happy?
You literally are what you eat. That's why food makes you happy.
Or
conversely, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're eating the wrong kind of food, it's not helping you either.
Yes.
So for me, if I'm not eating correctly, then my serotonin gets out of whack. And then I slip to that next level, which is adrenaline.
Okay.
Adrenaline is literally what your body creates when you do a movement. I mean, all the guys playing basketball are getting tons and tons of adrenaline. And so if I'm not out exercising of some nature, even a walk is adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
The third one, anxiety, for me personally, that's when I don't want to be around people.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who sees me at events and greeters, I like to go socialize, but I remember a time when it's like walking through the door at the rec was the scariest thing in the world for me.
Yeah.
Okay. When I get to that level now, kind of like with Jason, I'm like, okay, I can feel it. I'm here. I don't want to go to the rec.
Yeah.
What did you eat yesterday? And did you do any movement?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And those are two questions I ask myself. Yeah. Because the next level is actual depression, and it hits people two ways. Either they eat all the time because they're depressed, or they don't eat at all because they're depressed.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Because the last one's suicide, and it doesn't have to be the level that Jason talked about. Maybe you just don't listen to motivational books anymore. Maybe you don't go to church anymore. Maybe mm-hmm. your mental, your spiritual, all those things, you're depressed. Mm-hmm. And then you're committing suicide at a different level.
Yeah.
And so I just thought it would be great for Jason to bring this in because you do it.
Yep.
You know the triggers that you're headed the wrong direction.
Right.
What do you do personally? So I know what I do. I mean, for me, it's just
no. I mean, for me, so a big one for me when I get depressed, especially, is I used to be so big and on acting things out as I was thinking them, and now I write them out. Poetry is a really, really big outlet for me. Cooking has become huge for me. Art will always be, art was my first love, and now it's become probably my biggest outlet on both the manic and depressive side. And it's interesting to see what the artwork is when I'm in certain headspaces and everything.
I would imagine the art depicts what headspace you're in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To some degree.
Yeah, for sure. making sure I'm staying active, and I found that making sure I have routine in my life that's probably become one of the most important things for me, because that's when I know I'm headed in the wrong direction, is if I break routine. So, mm-hmm. Waking up, brushing my teeth, going through my morning and making sure I keep that same routine to start every day has become really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I find that interesting too, Jason, because I did the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once I knew where I was at, a very good friend of mine said, start a grateful journal.
Yeah.
And I'm now on my 7th year. I've been doing it for 6 years. And it has become such a routine. It doesn't matter whether I wake up at 3:30, 4:30, 5:30. It doesn't matter what time of day. If I'm on vacation, it's the book I bring with me.
Okay.
And the very first thing I do in the morning is I open that book and I think about what is one thing I'm grateful for from yesterday. Okay. Now, when I was in that horrible state, I would stare at that page for a long time sometimes.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing yesterday I was grateful for.
Right. Yeah.
But when you force yourself to find one thing to be grateful for, mm-hmm. so it's that routine that yeah. you're talking about.
No, yeah. absolutely.
That's interesting. I have sad moments. I mean, who doesn't?
Right.
And I'm dealing with one of my nephews who's in a program, and it's really hard because it's a residential. I don't get to see him for – and so it's difficult. I struggle with it at home. And when I start to go into – a depressed state where I'm being hard on myself, I'm missing him. I put on my worship music mm-hmm. and I go puzzle. I call it puzzling. So you can call me an old soul, but that's what I do to clear my head. I'm mm-hmm. focused on what puzzle piece I'm looking for, and it lets me clear my head and just listen to good music. And then when I'm done, like all of a sudden 3 hours later, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to get dinner going. but it helps me. And so finding those positive activities or outlets, yeah. it's huge.
Well, and yeah, touching on the music part, like music is a huge part of my life. And I have found like if I'm depressed and I listen to sad music, I get more depressed.
Yes.
So it has a huge influence over my mood. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. So yeah. making sure you're listening to the right stuff at the right times.
Correct.
Yeah, I love Metallica. But for me, Metallica needs to be played when I need to get myself energized before I'm going to do something exciting,
mm-hmm.
not when you're in that wrong headspace.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
it can spin you the wrong direction if you're in the wrong headspace.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, all of this really ties in so much with getting cancer because once the organization got rolling and Robin and I met that very first year, well, Robin wanted to build this thing called Pathways. It was her own idea, and we merged her idea into ours, and it's now a big, big, big program for getting cancer. But once we had that idea developed out, I went to one of our early funders, and he's personally donated thousands of his own dollars. His second son had been diagnosed with blood cancer and wound up actually passing away at the house. They brought him back to the house, and he passed away at the house. Their youngest was a sophomore at North Salem High School at the time when that one passed away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right after the youngest graduated from high school, his girlfriend broke up with him and he committed suicide.
Oh.
And the mother has carried that guilt for years.
Yeah.
And I sat down with them and I was explaining the whole Pathways program. And I said, here's the reality. If this program had existed when your family's going through this, we would have brought volunteers in to help the sophomore to do his homework, to take his mind off from the brother that was dying.
Yeah.
And when we brought that idea to Mike Sublett, he was all on board
mm-hmm.
because he wants to help us, however he can, whether it be the radio show or the beer, whatever, to make that happen. Because,
yeah.
I mean, I think you and Robin have connected really quickly on that whole Pathways idea.
Yeah, very much so.
Share what you feel like sharing, Mike.
Oh,
he's not a sharer.
Why do you do this to me? You know, you're talking about music. I was so amped up and worried about this show that I was listening to Ramstein on my way in just to try to calm my nerves.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys know who that is, but it's very aggressive German. Have you heard Ramstein?
I'm not that old, so I don't know.
He's not that old. Yeah, now I see why you guys do
it. It's aggressive. Let's just say that. It makes Metallica seem like a folk band.
Okay, all right.
Now I need to listen to him.
And so, with when my sister passed, I had my niece and nephew that were really young, and it hit me like a brick when Pathways, and I was talking to Robin, and it was like, I never thought about it. It never put the two dots together. That was, 20 years ago.
Yeah. How old were your niece and nephew at that time?
Like 8 and 10-ish, right mm-hmm. in there.
Because Silas is 10.
Yeah.
Right?
And so, they just get quiet.
Yep.
And you're like, everybody does exactly the same thing. Are you guys doing okay? How are you guys feeling? I mean, all that stuff is just, and they create a little shield to where they know those questions are always going to be like the same, gut response really quick,
Yep.
We're okay. I understand, and they have to almost weather other people's emotions. Oh my gosh, how,
yes.
And they just sit and absorb it. It's an awful lot to take in at that age.
Well, and
people don't intentionally try to do that.
No, they're trying to be comforting. They're trying to go, are you guys okay?
And,
but Well, and if we had been around when his sister, then we would have brought a volunteer in. And this is a one-on-one mentor program. It's kind of like Big Brother, Big Sister. And you would have that same person for as long as you need them. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get one, then someone else later. So we really screen the volunteers. Robin has a great training program to get them ready for that particular kid, right? But then that volunteer would come in and sit down with your niece and nephew and go, what do you guys like to do? Oh, you like to hike. Great. Let's go to Silver Falls. We'll go to hike. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ricky is the volunteer with Silas, and she's taken Silas to do a custom cake with Michelle Ashley.
Yeah.
Right? So going to hike to Silver Falls. She wasn't available that day, so I went with him when you guys had the fundraiser and the basketball. But it's Ricky and Silas, so they form a little bit of a mentor relationship,
yeah.
And we would have figured out what your niece and nephew needed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really why Mike has been so supportive of everything that we've been doing.
Yeah.
It hit home for you, too.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
So, well, I really appreciate you guys being in. Again, Jason, appreciate tomorrow. Again, for all those listeners, tomorrow's game is at 3 o'clock. The doors open at 2?
Doors will open at 2, yep.
Open at 2. And all you do is you just go to the website, like you're buying a ticket. Make sure you're going to the game for tomorrow. And then when you get there, there is a code. You have to email Amanda at...
Amanda@kslm.news.
And she will get you that code. It's a promo code, and it's going to get the game in there for you for free. And we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. We've always shared a little timeline, and, you know, I don't know how many times you and I have said it's amazing how the timeline item fits in. But what I've done, Jason, is taken our listeners through really the timeline of Kicking Cancer,
mm-hmm.
and I've got this book at home of things that have happened, and so I just grab whatever's happening in the timeline.
Yeah.
Well, in the timeline, it is the middle of June 2021, and it was the Cancer Awareness Baseball game
okay.
that year. And Michael Brown,
mm-hmm.
who has a great picture of him and Damo from last year, Michael Brown got to throw the first pitch out at that game.
Oh, fun.
3 years ago.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we do a calendar every year, and I always try to find a picture that kind of relates to something from last year,
mm-hmm.
and this month's picture is actually Damo and Michael at last year's mm-hmm. game.
Yes, it is. It's in my office.
Super fun picture.
It is.
So I'm sure that Michael will be thrilled to see Damo again.
Absolutely.
This year.
So if people wanted to help with the Pathways program or help contribute to it or know a child in need of a mentor, how would they go about getting information on that?
So if you go to our website, it's kicking-cancer.org. Right there on the homepage, it says request help or get involved.
Mm-hmm.
So if you click get involved, it's going to give you a variety of options, but one of those options is Pathways. And then you can either recommend a kid who needs assistance or you can volunteer either way.
Oh, to be a mentor.
To be a mentor. Every single one of those emails immediately comes to me,
mm-hmm.
and then I go, this should be going to Rob, and this should go to Cheryl. Whoever on the staff it should go to, or I go, this is a total scam, and I filter it out, because I get those too.
Right.
Right? But that's really the first step, is to go to the website, request the help, or request to get involved, either way, and then I'll filter it to Robin. And then, of course, there's a spot right at the front that says donate, and you can click that button. You know, with any organization, donations is what keeps us going.
Right.
We are applying for grants, and that helps a ton.
Mm-hmm.
But individual donations will go an awful long ways.
Yeah. And you guys have a store with your shirts and stuff, right?
Yeah. So it's 3737 Cherry Avenue.
Okay.
It's directly behind the Physique Fitness there. And I'm just going to warn you right now, if you walk up to the store and you walk in, you are at the right place. And yes, there's an awful lot of disc golf stuff in that store.
Yes. It's a shared store.
It's a shared store. We have a spot in the corner with all of our shirts and hats. It's predominantly disc because Noah and I have worked together for a couple of years now. But you are at the right place. And yes, there are disc golf stuff in our store.
Okay, perfect.
So, but anyway, excited for tomorrow.
Yes.
Lots of purple.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just remember, it's Sunday Fun Day, so elementary through high school, ages get in for free. So if any organizations want to get in or anything, elementary through high school is free.
I love how much you guys include the kids. I was at a game last year, and you guys filled the court at halftime with kids doing dances with them, and they were just so involved in it.
Yep.
And I remember when I was a kid in basketball teams, like I felt famous if I even got to see them on TV, let alone be at a game, let alone be on the court with them. So I think what you guys are doing for the kids and just how you include them and make them feel so special is huge.
It truly breaks this invisible wall, because I felt the same way. You know, there's Damian Lillard down there on the court, and I'm in the stands, and there's this invisible wall. Mm-hmm. But you broke that invisible wall. Right. They actually get to come out and dance with you guys.
They get to dance. They get to do autographs and pictures. And, you know, that's why we're professional basketball with kids. A personal touch.
Yes.
That's a perfect title.
I love that. Yep. All right. Well, thank you both for coming in so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
A huge shout out to our sponsor for the second half is Marianne McNally. She is a residential real estate specialist with Next Home Realty Connection. So if you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, just not sure where to start, she is your go-to. Her number is 503-409-4389. And we will be back next week
as the movement continues.